I need Caroline to. I'm not sure. I just have this. I wanted some moms. All right, moms, pay attention. With cracking jokes right off the altar. No, I'm kidding. Maybe no music for a minute, so I can. So, Angela's mom passed away, and I thought how little we celebrated by our parents and by our moms, and I had this picture of you, and I'm gonna not cry. But I saw you. I felt like I saw you in your mother's stomach. And if nobody else in the world rejoiced that you were coming into the world, God did. And the word, all the angels in the heavens rejoiced at your birth. And there's no mistake in how you were made. There's no mistake in how you think and how you see and how you look or how you walk in the world. And there's nothing that you've done, nothing that has offended, upset, or hurt your father's feelings. Not a thing. It doesn't matter any word that's been spoken about you, against you, that they've beaten you over the head with. It's all lies. And what the Father has to say for you is truth. So we have a mom here who's going to celebrate her kid. And I thought that there's like a rebirth that God wants to do inside you this morning as a daughter. Okay? Is that all right?
Of course.
I don't know. It's just close your eyes. And all, it's for all of us, but it's for Angela. But we can all access this because we've not felt celebrated. We've not felt like, you know, just like, there's like, Angela, you're coming into the world. You know, we see it on TV with some of these, the royalty in England. We've got an English person here being born. Everybody's so excited about princess or prince so-and-so and how they dress and how adorable they are. And you are that princess. It's celebrated. And God just wants you to see that about yourself. To see that about yourself, that you are dressed in the finest of clothes. You have available to you the finest of foods. It doesn't matter where you feel like you're malnourished or where you feel you lack, that the Lord has prepared a banqueting table before you, and He's saying, come on, Angela, partake in this. Come on, put on these clothes of righteousness. In fact, He says even more, don't just put on the clothes, you are my righteousness. That Jesus Christ, as your Lord and Savior, has made you so perfect and so righteous that He said, you're now my righteousness. That wherever Angela shows up, lightness shows up. Darkness has to flee. Because Angela, brilliant, beautiful Angela, is dancing into the room. Without a fear, without a doubt, with no rejection, no bitterness, no harm, no hurt, no experience that is working against her and damaging her image of herself. Because she's taken all of her perception of who she is from the Lord, from her Father. Who is our parent, fullness, father, mother, a brilliant relationship with Him that He gives to you. And He wants to give you everything you've ever felt like you lacked. He wants to give it back to you a thousandfold. So Father, we just see that for Angela, that beauty and that the designer clothing that you made her to be as it like just fits perfectly for her. The way she walks about in peace, the way she praise, the way she worships, the way she looks at her Bible, the way she shows up in a room, the way she is her, the way she is your daughter, her reflection of you on earth is good enough. It's perfect. It's just right. We thank you for that, Father. We just bless her this morning. We bless her with daughterhood. We bless her with a childlike. She's got that infectious smile that's so engaging. We just bless her with childlike faith, childlike courage. Not because she's so strong and so smart, but she's standing right next to you, and you're holding her hand, and she's saying, and you're saying, "Come on, daughter, I'm with you. Wherever you go, I'm with you. Whatever you do, I'm with you." And he's not only going to never leave your side, he's never going to emotionally be there but be gone. He's emotionally there for you and with you. He's intellectually there for you and with you. He's the best companion you've ever had, and the companion you've always hoped to have. He is that. He is both mother and father, brother and sister. He's the fullness of everything. And that's where you apply your faith and your confidence. Not in who you are, not in what your parents thought of you, not in what other people think about you, not even what you've done or you think about yourself. We lower all those things down and we lift the name of Jesus. We lift the presence of God in our lives higher than all those other things. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. So what I'd like to do is I'd like each of you to give Angela a mom's hug, one at a time. And if you want to say something to her, just whisper it to her, okay? All right, go ahead. You can just go ahead and start.